Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Pam. I'm a supervisor here. How can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I would appreciate some assistance here. Inasmuch as I opened up my Sears MasterCard bill today, my account statement, and I noticed the very first two things on it from November 4th and then a few days later on November 8th included two purchases from Cooltech Electronics totaling $73.06 for equipment we had no idea what it was. Finally, I was able to get through to your customer service people, and they explained that the $574 purchase was my wife getting involved in some kind of program that involves a membership in some organization or club in which the monthly fee of $67.32 would be applied. Well, right then and there, when they started explaining, we said, no, we didn't do that. I don't know who did, but we didn't do that. We wouldn't buy anything that way. And the gal that I just talked to gave me the confirmation that would no longer be billed $67.32. But on principle, I don't even know what the 574 is for. They had our.
So your wife didn't sign up for a KitchenAid mixer because it came from the email.
We don't want it. We don't even. Yeah, we didn't purchase it.
No, sir. You signed up to the chance to win it for $5.74.
My wife said she never did that.
Okay, is her email ELUTERAN at tampabay.rr.com?
Yes, it is, but
is her phone number?
Which phone number do you have?
863-207-5369.
Yeah, that's my wife's phone number, too.
Yes, sir. It was an email. She didn't do a survey that offered her a free gift.
She might have done something like that, but believe me, we didn't purchase anything.
Yes, sir, but it comes with a membership. When you do those surveys, they come with a membership, but I can do...
We don't want the membership, and we don't want that
I'm
monthly.
Refunding the $67.32 that was charged December 9th.
All right.
All right, sir, and you're completely canceled. You won't be charged anything else.
Okay. Now, what about the 574?
Okay, sir, that's the membership that was done from her email. Is she sure she didn't do that, sir? Because that was done from her email. And the IP address matches the home address that you just provided me. And you provided the agent earlier.
We're going to pay the $574 to get this off her back. We'll pay it. But we don't, we're senior citizens. We live on a pretty strict budget. We've been living on my savings for over 20 years, and we're in our mid-80s.
I'm refunding both charges of the $67, sir. There's two charges, because this has been going on since October. I mean, since November 4th. So you were charged December 9th, $67.32, and November 8th, $67.32, and I'm refunding both of them.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Take us off that list completely. But if the 574 has to be paid, that's not.
I'll refund it all, sir. If you're sure it's fraud, because we do investigations. Okay, 1 second while I get you fully refunded.
I mean, if I could take a lie detector test that would prove that
we're refunding it all, sir.
Okay, thank you very much, ma'am. Okay, and I appreciate it.
It'll be back in your account in 3 to 5 business days, okay?
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much. All right, have a nice holiday season.
Yes, sir, you too. Thank you for calling customer service.
Right, thank you very much. Uh-huh.